You're with SBS Radio. Find more great stories in your language at sbs.com.au.
After more than 500 days in prison, Wahlone and Chow So-woo took the long walk down a dirt road to the prison gates and gave a thumbs up for the cameras as they were finally granted their freedom. Swamped by media at the gates of Insane Prison, the journalists praised international efforts to secure their freedom. But Wahlone says he's eager to get back to work.
So I would like to say thank you very much for everything. I'm really happy and excited to see my family and my colleagues. And I can't wait to go my newsroom.
Prior to their arrest in December 2017, the Reuters journalists had been working on an investigation into the killing of Rohingya Muslim men and boys in Western Myanmar's Rakhine State. An army operation in the region caused hundreds of thousands of Rohingya to flee, drawing concern of human rights abuses. Staff in the Reuters newsroom gathered around the television and erupted into applause as they finally saw their colleagues take their first steps as free men. Reuters News Chief Steve Adler maintaining the two journalists did not commit any crime.
We are enormously pleased that Myanmar has released our courageous reporters, Wahlone and Chow So-woo. Since their arrest 511 days ago, they have become symbols of the importance of press freedom around the world. We welcome their return.
Last month, their report won a Pulitzer Prize. The pair were also named among Time magazine's 2018 Persons of the Year. Australian journalist Peter Grester, who spent more than a year in an Egyptian prison, says their release ends one of the world's most egregious attacks on freedom of the press.
I think it's an acknowledgement by the authorities that really there was a very serious injustice that was done here, that those guys should never have been imprisoned in the first place. And to see them walk out really made me feel fantastic.
Their release comes amid thousands of others in mass amnesties, coinciding with the Myanmar New Year. Myanmar's Supreme Court rejected the journalists' final appeal in April, despite prominent human rights attorney Amal Clooney presenting evidence of a police setup. The court's decision to jail the men for 7 years under the colonial-era Official Secrets Act has been defended by Myanmar State Councillor Aung San Suu Kyi. Peter Grester says although their release is cause for celebration, freedom of the press is not reinstated in Myanmar.
The fact that they're out now is certainly good news, but I think it's a little bit too soon to say that Myanmar is out of the woods and that press freedom has suddenly been restored. The fact that they were imprisoned at all, I think, is deeply troubling.
Freedom of the press may remain under a cloud, but Wahlone and Chow So-woo say they're determined to continue shining a light on injustice in Myanmar. Abby Dinham, SBS News.
Enjoy more stories in your language by visiting sbs.com.au.